What's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown? Out there on the edge of the prairie, it's been kind of warm and humid here this last week, and yet the migrating birds have been leaving, the orioles and the nighthawks. They know something. And the insects have been very active, the crickets and the mosquitoes and the grasshoppers, all making a great racket. The maples are starting to turn, and the aspen as well, and the sumac is turning red in the ditches. Lyle Jansky took his science class out on a field trip this week, and they collected some frogs and some snakes. They're going to do amphibians and reptiles next week. This last week they did the solar system. He kind of goes from macro to micro very, very swiftly, just trying to keep their interest. So he taught them that same sentence that we learned way back when. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas for the order of the planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. He still includes Pluto in there. There was a boy in the back of the room who raised his hand, and he said, how big is Uranus? It's always a boy in the back who asks that question. Are we able to see Uranus? Is there life on Uranus? There are new rules about teachers hitting children, and teachers who go way back, like Lyle, they have to stuff their hands in their pockets and just smile. And then Lyle said, Uranus is enormous, and if you want us to see if there is life on it, why, just, you know, come on up here and we'll have a look. These rules also forbid humiliation by sarcasm and marginalizing. But he only has a year left before he retires, he thinks. So he can take a few chances, Lyle. He's thinking that maybe in June he'd just like to go around the back of the room and do some slapping, you know? Just go berserk. The town maintenance man, Bud Mueller, is getting the plow ready. He is 80 years old, and he retired about 15 years ago. He's unpaid, so they can't fire him. He's been our maintenance man forever. His wife Eloise has given up any idea that they might go to Florida in the winter. He has not bought a new piece of equipment in 40 years in this town because he has 4 dead plows, and he has 2 dead road graders for spare parts. So he just keeps fixing it over and over. And this is his great passion. People say, Bud, you're keeping busy. He says, you know, it's going to be a bad winter. It's going to be a bad winter, very cold, a lot of snow. And you can tell by the look on his face that this makes him so happy. The new pastor arrived at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church. Pastor Liz left in the beginning of August. She has gone off to write a book, she said. She wants to interview old people and get their stories. And I just can't think of a worse idea for wasting time than that. I know, because I've been there. I've done that for years. You sit with a tape recorder in front of you, and this, you have to squeeze the words out of them one by one, old Norwegian. She says, so you were born in Lake Wobegon then? Yeah, yeah. So your parents were Norwegian? Yeah, they were, yeah. What do you remember about your early days? Well, it was different, I'll say that. You were farming, right? Yeah, we were. Yeah, with horses? Yeah, horses. So what were their names? Well, one was Charlie. Uh-huh. And the other one? The other one was Prince. I see. Okay. Brown horses. I see. All right. And cows? Yeah. How many? Well, about a dozen. So it was not a big farm. No. But we got more later. So how many did you have later? Oh, about 15, I would say. You sit there trying to pry information out of them, and about 1 in 100 is a talker, and you get a talker, and the tape recorder is going round and round, and they're reeling off story after story, and it dawns off you, after a while, they're making it up. This is fiction. He's telling you a story about a ghost, and he was at home late at night, and he heard a knock at the window, and he looked out, and there was a face of a beautiful woman, and he ran upstairs, and he could hear her singing out there in a language that he did not understand. That's an old ghost story. He got that out of a book somewhere. No, that's a ridiculous way to spend your time interviewing old people. I know, I'm an old person. But off she goes, Pastor Liz. She said, I don't want any fuss at all, no dinner or no ceremony or anything. So there was none, just her last sermon at the end of July and a lot of hugs, and she took off. And then just a week ago, the new guy arrived. Carl Kohler is his name. German. We've never had a German pastor at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church, but he was the only candidate that the bishop offered. The search committee got to meet him. They went down to the cities and they talked to him. And it's not easy to get ministers to serve in these little towns. They have all sorts of questions about restaurants and movie theaters and coffee shops and so forth, things that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John did not interest themselves in, at least not that they were willing to write about in the Gospels. But Carl was interviewed very briefly by Clint Bunsen and by Viola Torres, and they thought he was okay. And he got a 21-gun recommendation from Mount Pisgah Lutheran Church in Tremont, Minnesota. And so they took him on that basis. I mean, the recommendation made him sound like a combination of Clint Eastwood and St. Francis of Assisi. I mean, he was just an amazing, amazing guy. So he arrived in town just 2 weeks ago, and he told Clint that he needs a little time to get his head together and that he's not really ready to talk to anybody. And he's 45 years old, and he's suffering from depression. He's on antidepressants. He went through a miserable divorce just about 6 months ago. And here comes this wounded man to be our pastor. And now you realize why Mount Pisgah in Tremont gave him this big booming recommendation. They wanted to get rid of him. So there he is. He disappeared until last Sunday. And last Sunday, 10 a.m., he came clomping in for the service, and he got up there in the pulpit and he preached on Psalm 15, which is a very short psalm, 5 verses, and it's just a list of virtues. That's all it is. And he read his sermon for half an hour. It was 30 minutes on the clock. He read it in this sort of a flat, low, expressionless voice, not looking up, not smiling at all. And then he just disappeared afterward. He didn't come out and shake hands. Such a mistake this poor search committee made. Clint Bunsen went online and he looked at the proceedings of the divorce case. And he found that his wife had divorced him on grounds of silence. He was silent for weeks at a time, and he would just leave her post-it notes with messages like, "We're out of butter. I'm going to the office. I don't know when I'll be back." But to get rid of a pastor once you've taken him on, Clint looked at this. He looked it up in the rules of the ELCA, and you can tell that it involves a lot of meetings, a lot of meetings. So, what are they going to do? They have no idea, no idea. It's Rally Sunday next Sunday. It's the beginning of the Sunday school year, and already Carl has asked for the week off. He's been there 1 week. Now he needs to take a week off, go down to Minneapolis and see his therapist. Woo! The Lake Wobegon Leonards lost their first football game to St. Margaret's. They lost it 19-13, and Joe Krebsbach was injured. He was their star halfback. He was trying to block the point after, and he came rushing in, and he caught the kick right in his stomach. It appeared to be in his stomach, and it knocked the wind out of him, and he lay there on the field. He tried to get up when he saw that his mother was coming onto the field. The referee tried to stop her. She said, "I am his mother." And she knelt there by his side and she held his hand. They brought a gurney. She walked alongside the gurney and they took him off back to the locker room. When the team came to the locker room after the game, she was there still. She said, "Boys," she said, Joe is taking a shower. He needs some privacy right now. This has never happened before in the history of this school, a mother offering her son privacy while he takes a shower. This is something entirely new. School is different now than it used to be. I'm talking like an old person now. I realize that. I mean, the town is quiet with all the kids in school, and that's always been the case, but so much is different. You have to ring a buzzer now to go in the school. You used to just walk in, and you can't do that anymore. A lot of kids, instead of taking the bus, their parents drive them to school now to give them an extra half hour, 45 minutes of sleep. And there are so many more advanced courses, college prep, whatever you want to call them, accelerated courses, you know, enriched courses. Back in the day, we all used to be in the same pool together. All of the bright kids were there, and then all the rest of us, all of us who were slow. And so we got a taste of reality when we were 13 or 14. And I realized that I was not going to be a doctor. And I was not going to be a lawyer. I was not going to work in any job in which my mistakes might cost a life. I would be going into radio, where it's brilliance that costs lives. You see, it's not mistakes, it's brilliance that costs lives. You say something just so wildly funny that some guy out on Highway 12 is just banging his head against the steering wheel. And he runs into a bridge abutment and he dies. Or some old-timer at the Good Shepherd home hears a joke and he starts to choke on a stalk of asparagus. And he dies. I've been doing this for 41 years, people, and I have never told a joke that took a life. I don't know what you're applauding for. I hope you do. Other comedians are out to kill. I have never killed, and I expect to finish my career with my record intact. I came close once. I told a joke about Ole and Lena celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary, and they had a few beers, and she reached over and she slapped him, and she said, "That's for 25 years of bad sex." And he slapped her right back, and he said, "That's for knowing the difference." A guy heard that joke and he went off the road, but he went off into a plowed field and he was not injured. So chew your food carefully, watch the road when you listen to the show, and good luck to you. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.